Oi, hey you. I need your help. Can you come over here right quick? Do you, by chance, know where the cleaning supplies are? You know, for when someone hypothetically needs to clean something up. Surely it isn't in the caretaker's room, is it? Because it's locked. Bugger. Let's just say, hypothetically, someone made a mess of themselves in the hallway and would like to clean it up before Peeves or Filch catches wind of it. Literally catches wind of it. Hypothetically, of course. Make it vanish? What, you mean by cleaning it up? Hold on just a minute. You mean to tell me that there's a vanishing spell for bodily fluids? I'm in my 8th year at Hogwarts, and no one's ever told me that. This is bollocks. Yes, I want you to cast a spell for me, and maybe you can teach me it too. I'll fill you in on the details while we walk there, okay? I get it. Everyone calls me the Dolorous Dame because I'm the first person to be held back at Hogwarts in over a century. It's not my fault or anything. The newts are just very hot, is all. The owls were too, for that matter. Anyway, I'd been studying real hard at the library and I just really had to go. The food here never really cooperates with me. All that mutton and pumpkin juice. Pumpkin juice is a diuretic, you know, like coffee. I always prefer tea myself. Tea and crumpets, that's my kryptonite. So I kind of just, you know, shot myself over there. I am a person who poops, after all. It's not like they ever taught us that vanishing spell in the first place. What's a 19-year-old witch do other than what her muggle parents taught her? Shh! Stop laughing! You'll get Peeves or Filch's attention and then I'll be done for. Bloody hell. Just cast that vanishing spell for me, please. I don't know what I can offer you in return. Aren't your parents well off? Of course they are. Of course you're Slytherin all prim and proper. Well, you turned 18 over the summer, right? I may have something that I can offer you. It's a muggle trick that I learned over the summer, too. Here's a little demonstration. So you're shy as Slytherin now, is that right? You've never had a girl touch you there, have you? Seems like it's something you city blokes don't learn enough about. Nuh-uh-uh. If you want me to keep going, you're going to have to make my shite disappear. You're also going to teach me that banishing spell. And then you're going to help me pass the newts. What do you think about that? Evanesco, huh? Brilliant. That was quick. I guess I got my answer. Here, follow me. I know a quiet corner of Hogwarts where we can talk. Do you like looking at a witch's blouse when she walks ahead of you? Oh no, it looks like I dropped my wand. It's not much further. In fact, it's just over there. Don't worry, I don't think anyone's awake right now. Be barking mad if they were. I see that my teasing has got your attention. I'm just going to take your trousers off. Oh my. Your cock is certainly larger than usual. Yes, that's what the muggles call it, a cock. Or a knob, but I digress. And you've got a big one. It's a good thing you're so sheltered, or else you destroy the Gryffindor house with that beastly cock. No, it's not a bad thing. Really, the worst thing that could happen is if a poor, naive Hufflepuff mistakes it for a broomstick and tries to ride it. Yes, I am a Hufflepuff, but I know full well what I'm doing. Your cock is much bigger than a wand already. I'm going to need two hands for you. It feels good, doesn't it? Thanks. I've been practicing. There's been a Ravenclaw or two. You're my first Slytherin, though. And you're a lot to handle. I haven't even showed you that muggle trick I was talking about earlier. As a thank you for making my little accident disappear, I can make your broomstick disappear too. I was close. I've never been with someone as big as you. But you know us Hufflepuff girls. We'll just keep trying. Getting closer. May not be the head girl, but I can be your head girl. I told you I could make your big cock vanish. Blimey, I need to give my throat a break. Besides, that wasn't the only muggle trick I learned this summer. Nope. I know how you Slytherin boys can be. I won't show you those tricks unless you fulfill your end of the bargain. One of my muggle friends told me that you can tell when a boy is getting close when he starts thinking irrationally. And I just thought about how right she was. Don't worry, my new Slytherin friend. You'll know. And when you do, be sure to keep that big old thing in my mouth, okay? They don't teach us this at Hogwarts, but you see those two fellas over there? You just emptied them into my mouth. You tasted terrible. It's probably your diet, so there's still hope for you yet. What did you expect? I would never lie to you. I meant everything I said. In fact, I think you owe me a lesson on vanishing spells now. I made you a big cork disappear, and I made you come vanish as well. So, fair is fair. And now, you're going to have to teach me how to make my poop vanish, too.